Talk Live, the toll-free number, 800-259-9231, Wednesday edition, kicking off hour number three. Is Ian here with you?
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Again, that's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on our website is totally free. Again, that's freetalklive.com. All right, still to come here. I don't know how much we're going to get to, but apparently the federal government's No Child Left Behind is leaving behind the smart kids. We'll explore that and more here. But we've got phone calls coming in. This is the show about your calls, so we go to the phones to Joe in Colorado. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Good mocking, Doc, comrade.
Okay. I don't,
well, good evening to you, too.
To whatever that is.
It was a good day, my fellow friend. Anyway.
Hey, Joe.
You stirred the pot all the way around. For first thing, any pharmacopoeia, drugs, marijuana, pot, LSD, while produced on your property for medicinal and personal purposes, cannot be taxed. All drug laws are based on violation of a tax code, of which was challenged in 1940 by the Supreme Court and was overturned because the federal government was not producing tax stamps for the possession of marijuana.
I'm a little confused.
So this is the Stamp Act, or whatever the tax, I can't remember, the thing
marijuana
that made marijuana.
Tax Stamp Act? Is that what it was?
Yes.
Okay, so you're saying, what is it that you're saying again? Can you rephrase
I'm saying that basically you're referring to, have you ever broken the law with possession of marijuana or smoking marijuana? You have not broken the law. Technically, you just haven't paid your taxes.
Right, but the taxes are like $120 a gram or something like that. Isn't that correct?
Does it make a bit of difference? Because the federal government has no right to tax anything you have or make in your possession for your property for your own personal consumption.
It doesn't matter if they don't have a right. They are doing it anyway. And if you're avoiding their tax, then you're breaking the law by avoiding the tax. I mean, the fact is, they're not going to care about what your argument says. I mean, your argument's not going to win in court. They're going to say, you broke the law, you're going to jail, buddy, like all the other people that have gone to jail.
Let's go back to the simple IRS tax code. Show me the tax, like you say.
Right. Well, the judge is, again, not going to care.
Well,
we agree with you, man. There is no law that says you have to pay taxes. However, it doesn't matter to the judge.
Well,
he doesn't care.
Let's go to the flip side, because you pushed my buttons in several instances.
All
there's been 78 officers killed by the U.S. Border Patrol on the Mexican border alone in the last 4 years. There's
78 officers killed by or killed? Say it again, please.
78 officers in the last 4 years on the U.S. Border Patrol killed on duty on the border.
Okay,
an additional five have been killed off duty.
Why were they killed?
Three of them were killed by what was either believed by either mercenaries, drug runners, or Mexican army escorting people.
Drug war.
84 miles north of the U.S.-Mexican border in Arizona.
What about the other 70?
The other 70 were miscellaneous, found their bodies, found their vehicles while on duty.
Okay.
Doing too good of a job, got caught in the drug war, dead.
They wouldn't take the bribe, whatever, they're dead. So, therefore, the solution is to end the war on drugs and we won't have any more dead Border Patrol agents. In fact,
if we end
the Border Patrol, we won't have any dead Border Patrol agents.
Let's go further because that's just a small picture.
Okay.
We're not talking about sheriff's deputies, of which there's about 40 total between California, New Mexico, Arizona, and Texas. And there's another 16 that happen to be just simple U.S. Forest Service and Soil Conservation Service officers for all those states also.
So essentially what happened was they encountered coyotes, people that's their job to traffic in people.
Yep.
And they died as a result of it. So if we didn't have laws against immigration, this is the unintended consequence of prohibition on immigration. And so if we end that prohibition, this will all go away, won't it?
But we just went back to the flip side. Trafficking in people. If you're trafficking in people, that assumes you're selling them.
Right.
If you're selling them, that means they're slaves.
That's correct. They are slaves.
Well,
they sell themselves.
The terminology trafficking in people is not accurate.
They haven't paid taxes on them.
Well, no. It is accurate. They are trafficking in people.
They are not trafficking in people.
They're moving people from one point to another.
They're providing a service, moving people across the... Yeah, trafficking.
But it's not just any old service, Manwich. It's a service where the immigrant agrees to not only pay for the service in some cases, but also to work off their payment as well. So they, in effect, do become slaves In some cases, I'm sure there are different organizations and different rules, but if you contract with the mafia to bring you over here, whether it be the Chinese mafia or some Mexican gang, you may actually owe them time. You may actually owe them service and not just cash in order for the trafficking to occur. So it absolutely is trafficking in humans.
And the few cases where it's been intercepted, actual mules transferring Mexicans with pretty good stashes of drugs coming across the border and making a human caravan.
Yeah. So would you agree that the way to end this problem is to end the war on drugs and to end the war on immigration?
No. I'm actually going to go back with your compatriots' agreement of, you know, shelf life of an anti-personnel mine is only about 7 years. We should just go up and down the border with CH-47 helicopters and just kick out the ones that are shelf life is questionable out. Because we actually, the federal government...
Get rid of the old ones.
Yeah.
Get rid of the old mines?
Yeah. Just stretch them up
there's mines
down the
on the border?
What if somebody's kid who's out camping picks up one of these mines, man?
Well, we'll have to ban camping. No one else would be able to camp on the border, apparently.
If you'd seen aerial photographs of the trails coming across the Mexican border, you'd think that we were raising livestock, when technically there hasn't been people raising serious livestock outside of middle central Mexico.
You're one of these people that thinks mining the border is a good idea.
It's cheaper than barbed wire.
You think killing innocent
people? Hurt people.
You think killing innocent people in explosions is a good solution to immigration? Are you, dude?
It's not a nice thing to do.
America? What happened to the land of the free, man?
When four of the people that have died in the U.S. Forest Service were friends or associates, or actually one I graduated from college with, I have taken a personal offense to somebody coming across the border and just shooting up somebody who's unarmed, badged, and trying to do the best to probably stay away from them and ending up...
They took the job.
You're making a generalization because you could say anything about you could make any kind of generalization about American citizens. I don't like black people because four of my friends were killed by a black criminal. I mean, that doesn't make any sense.
Let's put it this way. If they want to do it legally and Vincenzi Sanchez...
Oh, boy.
It's the legally thing. We talked about laws earlier, and the fact is...
I heard
Laws are bad. These
laws
are bad.
Dude. The laws are terrible. They're anti-freedom. Let's get rid of the laws. That way every immigrant that comes over is legal. How do you feel about that?
Well, hold on. You mean to tell me that if I don't have three lawyers walking behind me letting me know everything I'm doing is either legal or illegal because no person in his right mind can know he's breaking the law anymore because the laws are so complicated?
There's way too many laws. There's no doubt about that.
Okay, we at least agree on that.
Oh, yeah, we do.
So then you agree, then, that we should get rid of all these laws in regards to immigration? That way everyone can just come over here and live their lives in a happy, peaceful manner?
Well, you just broke the whole thing with the last point.
Okay, go ahead. Tell us how.
But wait, you don't understand. The reason why these guys are getting killed, your buddies that you went to school with, the reason they're getting killed is because they're enforcing laws on people that don't belong in a free society. So they're trying to keep people out, and these people want to come in, and the mules don't want to go to jail, so they're going to kill the cops that they encounter if they can't bribe them off. If it wasn't for the laws, your friends wouldn't be dead, my man.
What if a Jew killed an SS officer?
Wait a second.
What if a Jew killed an SS officer in Nazi Germany? Was the Jew wrong, or was the SS officer?
The Jew, because he didn't have enough ammo.
Well,
you know, he stopped at one.
That's what somebody might say about the Mexican who killed your friends. I'm not saying it's nice.
The people I'm talking about were completely unarmed, had nothing more than a badge and a ticket notebook. Mm-hmm.
We're taking your word for it.
Just go to in San Francisco, L.A., Chronicle. If you want to look it up, you can find it.
All right, man. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Fact is, if it weren't for the bad laws, your friends wouldn't be dead.
That's a fact,
my friend. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. We got people that want to talk about everything from flooding to sexual harassment and more. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com. On our website, we got lots of stuff, including the listener map. You go to map.freetalklive.com, and you can add yourself to it, or you can just surf around and take a look at the 1,300-plus people that we have on our listener map from around the world. That's map.freetalklive.com. And you also need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. You know, we just got off the phone with Joe in Colorado, and he was pointing out that there's all these dead Border Patrol agents and dead cops and dead forestry agents as a result of what we figure is them being shot by, for instance, mules, the people that are, the what do they call them? Coyotes?
Coyotes, yes.
Shot by coyotes, people that their business it is to traffic, get people from point A to point B, get them from Mexico to the United States without getting caught. Of course, if they get caught...
Well, and he basically said drug war, the drug war was the largest cause of all this. He essentially said that.
I think he said something like that, yeah. And I would like to point out that over the years of the drug war, there have been a lot of cops that have been killed.
That's right.
In undercovers, stings gone bad, just things don't go as they planned, somebody pulls out a gun, and they end up getting shot and killed. In fact, in some cases, it's a situation like the Corey May case in Mississippi. This guy is in jail on death row because he was in his house... just going about his normal business in his house. The cops kicked in the door. He didn't know what was going on. He was sleeping. He kind of was he awoke to the sound of his door being kicked in and men shouting. And he let
in
off...
In America, and he owns a gun.
Right, and he owns a gun. He let off a round or two and killed a cop. Killed the son of the chief of police. He didn't know it was the cops. But now he's facing the death penalty as a result of this. Why were the cops there in the first place? Well, they'd made a mistake. They wanted to raid the other side of the duplex. They were supposed to have raided the other side of the duplex, but they screwed up. They raided Corey's side of the duplex. And the reason why they were raiding, of course, was drugs. They were going after drugs. So the son of the chief of police would not be dead today. All kinds of people were saying how great of a guy he was. Well, I don't think he was that great of a guy. Because he was enforcing bad laws on innocent people.
But people don't really even think like this.
No, they don't.
They haven't even heard it before.
He may have been a perfectly decent guy, but he's caught in a situation in which he is, like you said, enforcing a bad law.
Now, if you hear the message of liberty, it's like Jesus. If you hear the message of liberty and you ignore it, then you've sinned.
Good point. To the phones we go.
Nobody's heard. Who's heard of ending the drug war? Making crack legal? That's crazy talk.
It's actually really sensible, and it makes total
perfectly good sense.
All right, let's go to Brett in Iowa. Brett, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, Brett.
Good.
What's up?
Actually, just kind of referring to what you were just talking about, we had sort of a like fake Congress session in my government class, and we all had to make up our little bills, and everybody had like increased spending on this. And, well, mine, I happened to do legalization of drugs.
Excellent.
And it actually went over really well. About 90% of the class was all for it. As soon as I explained the entire principle of it and how it would work, people were like, wow, that kind of makes sense.
Fantastic.
So, yeah.
Congratulations.
Anyway, I wanted to talk about, have you guys been hearing about the flooding that's going on in the Northeast?
Yeah, there's a bunch of it.
Well, apparently today the first New Hampshire victim of this whole flooding situation died, so... Kind of sucks up there.
How do you die from a flood? I mean, that's
tough. He was in a submerged car.
Mm-hmm.
He was an older man, so maybe he didn't get out of the car in time. But
his car got submerged, washed over.
Yep.
Mm.
And apparently, they're forcing people out of their homes in the town of Bristol.
Uh oh.
Yeah. It says, meanwhile, in the central New Hampshire town of Bristol, officials ordered between 200 and 400 families to evacuate their homes.
Now, there's a difference between the officials ordering something and actually them going around and forcing people out of their homes.
Yeah.
There's always official orders to leave.
I don't know. The headline says forced and the article says ordered, so I'm not sure, but I just thought that was kind of crazy. Do you guys know if this is having any effect on like the current Free Staters who are up there yet, or...?
They're waterlogged. According to NHfree.com, that people are pretty much just reporting on the flooding. I mean, they're just more concerned with getting through it. I don't know if it's having any more of effect than any other weather would have effect on people.
I think one person's died during this flooding, and having been in the area of a disaster, for instance, I believe Port Charlotte, which is two cities below us, or two municipalities beneath Sarasota, where we are in Florida. Port Charlotte was destroyed by a hurricane. It wasn't that bad up here.
Nope.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was pretty good. Pretty good thunderstorm. That was about it.
There you go.
Brett. You know, it's not like it affects the whole area just because they say it's in New Hampshire or in Massachusetts.
Yes, the entire state is not flooded
beneath water.
Any other thoughts for us?
Well, I thought it was kind of interesting at the amount of socialists and racists you guys have had call in tonight.
Isn't it sick?
Yeah. Ooh, that one former Marine.
The racism has really been extreme.
Well, I was with Manwich. I was disgusted at the guy saying, you know, the rights that are granted by the Constitution. They're not Americans, so they don't have those rights.
Yep.
I was I mean, I was screaming at my my computer speaker.
Oh, you should have seen Manwich's face. I thought he was going to pop.
I could imagine it. I was trying to picture it.
I've had too much caffeine today, too.
He was shaking. Manwich was shaking when he was when he was saying that. He's really emotionally affected by it.
His face was beat red. Yeah.
There you go, Brett. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Skooma in California. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
What's up?
Hey, Skooma.
You're on the radio. What's on your mind?
I'll do a talk about sexual harassment.
Yeah?
Have you been sexually harassed?
No.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm just, like, worried that I might be accused of it.
What'd you do?
One time. Nothing yet, but...
what do you want to do?
Why? No, really, why do you think you're going to be accused of sexual harassment?
Because I'm an unattractive male that just looks like it would be a high-profile target.
Wait a minute.
You're an unattractive male and you think that you would be an high-profile target?
Yeah, just like get me out of the way or something.
Well, there's two types of sexual harassment, and these are the only two things that qualify as sexual harassment. A is some kind of ongoing thing that you might be doing to a co-worker that is making them feel sexually harassed, like having up a poster that is, sexually evocative, or you keep on asking the same girl over and over again to go out with you. B, you can be the boss, and you can use sex as a lever in order to get what you want.
Right.
That's really, those are sexual harassment.
Are you the boss?
No, I'm in school.
Okay, you're in school. Are you concerned that this is going to happen at the workplace?
No, I'm just concerned that it might come up at any one time for just an arbitrary reason.
So there isn't any particular instance in which right now you could be accused of sexual harassment?
No, I'm just paranoid.
Yeah, you don't like to talk about sexual harassment.
Look, man,
I sincerely hope that you're good and sexually harassed later, but,
you're in high school, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I remember, you're the guy that posted on the BBS about how you've got a crush on a girl and she's been rebuffing you and that sort of thing. Is that what the issue is? You're worried that she's going to say something?
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, I don't think you can get accused of sexual harassment for asking a girl out.
No. And so long as you, as you continue to keep company with Nords and Dark Elves, you should be fine.
And her dad, the worst that might happen is her dad might call you up and say, leave my daughter alone. In which case, you probably should. Thanks for the call, man. More on the way. It's your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Ask about our spring special now in progress. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new in about 4 to 6 days without the cost or mess of totally remodeling. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 7/29/06. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. Call Sears now, 1-800-300-8069.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich. Invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. You'll find the bulletin board system there. All kinds of different topics and various different things. We had Skooma call in a moment ago. Well, he posted something about how he's having a tough time getting a date. So you'll find stuff like that. Everything from that to serious issues to fun stuff. All on our bulletin board system at freetalklive.com. Did I mention there's over 100,000 posts there? Yeah, lots. All right, so since we're talking schools, Jason, let's talk about smart kids.
Yes, let's talk about smart kids. Well, this from the St. Petersburg Times hard copy. Susan Cartwright's son, he's in second grade, and he's bored. So she decided to ask her son's teacher at a local elementary school last year to give him more homework. I don't like the thought of that either. I mean, if he's bored with the work he's doing, would more of it provide a challenge for him? Well, she thought it would work, and she asked her teacher to give her son more homework. And the teacher looked at her as if to say, "What? Are you crazy? I'm swamped over here." Mm-hmm. And her experience isn't exactly unique. You see, a St. Petersburg Times poll of Hillsborough and Pinellas County teachers show that more than half of them think the smart kids are getting left behind because educators are focusing their efforts on lower-performing students. That's not surprising. It's just more socialism in the public schools.
You know, I heard today from a government employee that, in fact, the FCAT, which is the standardized test here in Florida by which schools get their funding,
right,
has no government questions on it. So kids don't learn any civics. Because they only teach to the FCAT because they want, the better they teach the students, the better they do on the FCAT, bam. So you've got the government creating a standardized test that the schools have to teach to that contains no civics. So, what the heck does bicameral mean? Never heard that word before. Bill of Rights? What are those?
Who, what?
I don't get it.
Okay.
That's the FCAT in Florida, all the grades, no civics.
I can't believe that.
It does sound too crazy to believe, but I was told by a state employee today.
Well, the FCAT,
that doesn't make it true.
The thing is a sham to begin with. I mean, they base how schools are divvied up this the ill-gotten booty of tax money based on the FCAT scores. You get higher scores or you get more money. Lower scores, you don't get so much money. How preposterous.
Well, the entire government school system is preposterous. But let's go on here. What's happening to the smart kids?
Yes.
You're saying that most teachers surveyed said that they just don't have time for the smart kids?
That's right. As a matter of fact, I have the poll right here. Let's see. It's 52% say they either strongly agree or somewhat agree that smart kids are getting left behind, and then 44% say otherwise. And 3% don't know, because why should they? But this is the teacher saying this.
You are so funny, dude. Sorry.
Okay. Is there more? Yes. But you totally just sidetracked.
I'm sorry. It was just hilarious to me. Why should they know? Why would the teachers know whether their students are getting left behind?
Well, here's a quote. Teachers, They only have so many hours in a day. They only have so many tricks in their bag. This coming from Jade Moore, executive director of the Pinellas County Classroom Teachers Association.
The union.
Yes.
Right. Of course.
If the system is moving resources to struggling kids, they can't fight it. And this is just ridiculous. You're trying to get the poor, or not the poor, but you're trying to get the dumb kids up to mediocrity level.
Okay.
Meanwhile, the kids who are already above that level, the smart kids, the ones who could go on to make real differences,
they're stalled.
They're stalled.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're not getting any attention whatsoever.
Mm.
And that's not to say, oh, we need to put more money into the public schools to help
obviously
smart
not.
Kids too. No. Get rid of public schools.
Yeah. Exactly. Let parents decide where to send their kids to. If you get a smart kid, send them to the smart kids school where there's all smart kids and they'll all get the attention that they deserve. The attention that they need.
It's what it just, it keeps on going back to privatizing the schools.
Of course.
I you can provide as many examples as you want, like such as this one, but
it would make the most sense to, you know, keep kids, to put kids of a similar learning level instead of just, you're all the same age. Come on into this classroom here. You know, instead of actually basing it on how old they are, let's base where they what they're learning based on their level of ability to learn in the first place. The marketplace would provide all of that.
I absolutely believe that.
Do you really think that the majority of parents are satisfied with how their public schools are teaching their kids?
I
can't imagine.
Majority, I don't know. It seems to me the majority doesn't care much.
That's what I was going to say, is I don't know if the majority of parents even pay that much attention to what's going on in school. I mean, they get their report cards every now and then. Whoa, you've got a D. You need to bring this up, son. All right, I'm going back to work.
They don't even take into account the fact that maybe this kid is great in the given subject. It's the teacher who is bad. Like, for example, I wasn't in public high school, but
right.
In high school, I took Algebra 1 my freshman year. I got C's and D's.
Mm.
Then I took Geometry my sophomore year, C's and D's. It was actually the same professor, or same teacher.
Okay.
Both years. Third year, I got a new teacher, Mr. Zeminski.
Algebra 2?
Algebra 2.
Okay.
He was one of the best teachers I've ever had. Straight A's. Exams,
wow.
All report cards, straight A's.
So you don't think it was you? You think it was the teacher?
Of course.
What was so wrong with the other? What was so wrong with the first guy? Can you quantify it?
No, I really can't. He was not personable. It didn't really seem as if he liked the students.
Hmm.
And he wasn't a likable guy. He didn't get the subject matter through to the kids, through to myself, as well as my third year teacher did.
Hmm. I had a similar situation. I took Algebra 2 and got a C in it. So it was good enough to pass, but then when I went on to pre-calculus after that, I was totally bombing out. I mean,
I did awful in trigonometry and
F's right out of the gate. And so they sent me back to retake Algebra 2. Second time around, I aced it, but I had a different teacher, and the teacher the first time was just, I had no respect for her at all. She was a religious zealot. She was somebody that made her beliefs known. And so just on a personal level, just me and her, I did not care for her, period. I did not want to pay attention to what she was saying. Despite that, her teaching method was the usual, get in front of the class with an overhead and lecture for an hour.
It could have been that your learning habits, by the way, were crappy, too. I mean,
it could have been.
It's a fitting situation.
It's absolutely a fitting situation.
You know, there are bad teachers. Right. You didn't fit.
I didn't have an iota of respect for her, so I essentially screwed off the entire time in class.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
That was actually the one time where I was not allowed to go to class because I was just screwing off so much. They mm-hmm. actually suspended me from the class.
Suspended from the class.
In school suspension.
Wow. You know? I never got one of those. I got kicked out of class a lot.
I learned a little
around or sleeping.
I learned a little song though in trigonometry and analytic geometry that helped me remember that whole. You know, the sine, the cosine, and tangent.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, really.
Well,
was helpful for me.
Well, I didn't have to learn anything in in pre-calculus because I went to regular school after that. I was going to the gifted school first, and then I went to regular school where I took pre-calc. The woman in that class was huge. She would sit in front of the class and just sort of wheel herself around on her chair. She would never get up. And then during the tests, she would always be grading other tests from the other classes that she would do. She would never look up. The entire class was engaging in wholesale cheating. Just people passing things back and forth. It was really sad. No one was learning anything. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. Then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin and debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes this debris so toenails look clear. This summer I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or mass retailer.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. The archives are there, right there on the front page of the website. You download them totally free. No membership fee, no logging in, no hoops to jump through, just free stuff. Freetalklive.com. We go to the phones. Let's talk to Tom in Oregon. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Hello, Tom. In Oregon. Going once. Tom in Oregon going twice.
Hello?
Hey!
So I have a story about my last year in high school.
Okay.
I was in my physics class, and me and the three other smarter kids in that class, we spent the year playing calculator games.
Right. Now, okay, for those that don't know, for those that only had regular calculators when they were in school, in the late 90s, Texas Instruments started coming out with graphing calculators. The TI-82 was the first big one. And essentially, you could program these graphing calculators. Not only do they have a big screen on them with multiple lines and pixels and all that. It was only black and white, though. It was kind of like a Game Boy, almost. You could actually use the calculator's programming language to make your own games, and since the calculators had a transfer feature,
right.
you could hook it up
shareware
to another calculator.
Yep.
Yeah, you could share a game, and so therefore all the games that were created were sort of distributed around the school.
There was a great game. There was a game in which you were a drug dealer, if I remember correctly.
Yeah,
I didn't have that one, but
oh, that was a good one.
Okay.
You damn kids, now you and your fancy inventions. We had to have regular calculators and play games on paper.
So now right, like tic-tac-toe. So now that people know what you're talking about, what about it?
So my teacher really didn't care as long as we did well on the test. So every day for an hour, we would sit there and play calculator games, and we could still get A's on tests because we were just, you know, pretty fairly smart, so nobody cared.
So you were sort of self-learning the stuff. I mean, the class was way behind you. You were three chapters ahead. You already knew what was going on. You could easily process the information, and your teacher was cool enough to where even if you were screwing off in class, essentially, as long as you weren't making a disruption, he didn't care what you were doing.
Yeah,
that's
but
pretty cool.
After a couple months of that, I kind of got bored of it because, you know, I realized I was, you know, wasting an hour playing these silly calculator games.
Mm-hmm.
So I went and I talked to my counselor, and her solution to the problem was for me to read outside of class less so that during class I wouldn't be bored.
For you to read outside of class
right.
less.
Don't learn things outside of class. Just wait to learn them in the class.
Yes.
Yes.
I see.
So
go ahead.
So that pretty much fed me up with the old public school, so I moved to a local private school.
Mm-hmm.
And when I had the same problem of being bored during physics, they were on top of things, and they kind of had me half in the class with them, half outside of class learning on my own, and it actually worked because, you know, I could take my money from them if I wanted to.
Well, now I'm curious. You said that you sort of took yourself to private school. Did you approach your parents and say, look, I've had enough of this, or how did that happen?
Yeah, I just talked to my parents, and I think they knew that I was probably fairly bored, but most high school students really don't care that much.
That's
so
true, sure.
They were fine, and they were willing to put up the money to take me to a private school. So
very fortunate. Now, yeah. when you're actually in the private school, how did they become aware of your boredom? Did you tell them?
I told them, and the teacher had actually asked me first. You know, you kind of look bored. You know,
yeah, you got that glazed over look.
Yeah,
very good, Tom. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. Smartest listeners in the world. 800-259-9231. That is 1-800-259-9231. Oh, I sold this one earlier.
Wait, smartest listeners in the world? You weren't listening last hour.
Well, smartest... Okay, never mind. We have some of the smartest listeners in the world. Rome, an Italian restaurant from Reuters, was fined $855, 688 euros, for displaying live lobsters on ice to attract patrons. And in an innovative application of an anti-cruelty law, usually affecting household pets. A court in the northeastern city of Vicenza ruled the display was a form of abuse, dooming the crustaceans to a slow death by suffocation. Apparently, the owner of the restaurant is appealing the fine. He said that they said that the lobsters laying on the ice are suffering. They compared them in court to other animals like cats and dogs. Now, it might be true. Maybe they are suffering. Maybe, but they don't have the cute little eyes. They don't have the cute little. Oh, they're so cute.
And you know,
they're lobsters.
I don't care how much they suffer. They're so delicious.
Lobsters do taste good, but.
Hey, is it true that the more they suffer, the better they taste?
You know, it might be.
I don't know, but this is such a difficult question because, man, I would feel terrible if it was somebody's, you know, the kitty cats out there.
Yeah.
That made me feel bad.
But they wouldn't be suffocating.
And if you have a restaurant that is showcasing cats on ice, they're probably not going to get a lot of customers.
They wouldn't, no.
Probably not. The case was brought by Giampaolo Cecchetto, a former environmental activist who took his two young children to the Vicenza restaurant. They were shocked by the display, he says, adding he immediately got in touch with the ENPA, National Animal Protection Entity. ENPA took care of the lawyers and the legal proceedings. Italy, by the way, has some of the world's toughest animal rights laws. The city of Rome in October banned goldfish bowls, which are seen as cruel. I wonder why.
Because there's just not enough room for them to move around?
Well, at least
because they're prisoners.
I guess that's true, but goldfish aren't real. Like, they're not a real animal. They were bred that way, so they don't have a lot of... They're dead out in the regular world. They can't be set free. They have to live in bowls.
They need to have a minimum size tank in order to live in and be happy because
maybe
they take a poll.
Aeration
they
issue. Maybe it's the aeration issue.
Okay, 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want? So long as your actions don't harm anyone else, there's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
So you take care of your car, you change the oil, tune it up on a regular basis, and always make sure that it's running at its best. When it comes to your car, you demand performance. That's why you need SFR's Protecta Synthetic Oil Treatments, Protecta Engine Treatment, Protecta Transmission Treatment, and Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment. Protecta meets the demands you put on your vehicle by providing more horsepower, improving gas mileage, decreasing emissions, and promotes longer engine life. Only Protecta contains a new technology, Nano B, which is not found in any competitive additive products at your local auto parts store. At Protecta, we do not compromise quality. Because you expect the very best, we provide products that work right the first time, every time. So get more when you treat it right with Protecta. For a very special introductory half-price offer available only to GCN listeners, please call 888-USFR1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. That's 888-USE-SFR, the number one, or visit www.sfrcorp.com. Call now.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free 800-259-9231. Only moments remain, so if you want to get on, now would be the time to make that call. That's 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you everything on our website for free. And we ask in return that you amp the show. If you can afford it, it's $3 a month. That's all we're asking for. You go to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more about it. Essentially, what does AMP stand for, Manwich?
Advertise, market, and promote. And that's what we do with the money.
Exactly. It comes in, and we turn it right back around into promoting the show to more radio stations, get on more stations, to promote it online, to get more internet listeners. It's working. It's making a big difference. And all it takes is $3 a month. It's easy, too. You just go to amp.freetalklive.com, you get signed up via PayPal or any major credit card, and then you don't even have to think about it again. And where do we spend the money? Well, not only just on advertising, but also sometimes our stations need a little bit of help. They need a hand up to get the show on their airwaves. They need a piece of hardware, for instance, and we buy it for them.
Well, you know, other shows are going to buy a lot of... The shows that are serious about getting added, they're buying hardware. And this is how Free Talk Live can compete in that arena.
Exactly. So it makes a big difference. amp.freetalklive.com. So we're talking about the story from Italy where a restaurant has been fined $855 for displaying lobsters on ice. Because according to Italian law, it's cruel to display lobsters on ice. It's allegedly suffocating them. And we should care about what the lobsters think and feel, because we know. I mean, there have been tests done that show they're suffocating, and they're in so much pain. Plus, apparently, Italy also passed a law last year, and I think we touched on this when this happened. We didn't really dig into it. It's a law that will fine dog owners 500 euros. And again, 688 euros was $855, so you can imagine what 500 euros is, probably about 700 bucks.
Wow.
A $700 fine for not walking your dog at least three times daily.
Oh, my. How could they enforce that? How could they possibly enforce that?
Well, I would imagine they would have sting operations. I would guess that if one of your neighbors were to rat you out, they might have the cops down the street watching your house.
Oh, that's always what it is. Inform on your neighbors, everybody. Inform on your neighbors.
I believe that's actually how it got started, was because one neighbor was concerned about another neighbor apparently not walking his dog.
You know, I don't have a problem with informing on your neighbors. It's the crappy laws that bother me. I think you should inform on your neighbors. If you see your neighbor stabbing his wife to death, inform on him.
Okay.
It's the crappy laws that are the problem.
Like this one.
Yes.
This is a very crappy law.
Yes. You want to empower the busybodies? This is going to do it. Because then they're going to be on the lookout. The busybody woman across the street that doesn't work, she just stays home, looks out her front window the entire time to see what you're up to. Well, she's going to, if she's in Italy, she's counting the amount of times you go outside with your dog every day. And apparently, you know, it's Italy, so there's probably no such thing as a backyard. It's like a city where, you know, at least in some of the locations.
Italy's like America.
There are different places.
Different places.
The city, I'm pretty sure this is a city law, because if you're out in the country, who's going to know, right? Who's going to know if you're walking your dog?
So it's all of Italy, but just for the metros? Is that what you're saying?
I'm sure that's
it would
the
only
place it's
really apply to the metros.
Right, I see. Yeah, because who walks dogs in any place but the city?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Dogs run free.
So can you imagine, you know, your neighbor ratting you out because you only walked your dog twice in one day, and then you get you wouldn't find out about it from the neighbor. You'd find out because you've got a notice in the mail. Hey, you owe $700, payable to the city. Sick stuff. We're done for tonight. Been Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
We'll be back tomorrow. Join us in the meantime online at freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. If you